Okay, I think we're more or less all back here again.
好，我们现在回来上课喽。
We have to apologize. We've been having problems with the Zoom. For some reason, we had to change the passcodes, and now we're on a new link. I think, is that right?
You changed the password?
I think so.
It changed itself.
Itself. Oh, so
they're all there now.
Oh, okay, everybody's here, so that's good.
好，不好意思，那个 Zoom 好像有些问题，所以我们现在换了这个密码，所以就大家就回来了。感谢大家。
Okay, now during the break, I had an important question which I think needs to be answered.
好，在这个休息的时候呢，有一个很重要的问题提出，那 Tim 认为应该要跟大家一起来讲这个答案。
Now we were talking about the prototype divine dynosphere. That is the system that Jesus Christ proved. He was the first one to prove the system.
好，我们刚刚在讲到这个属神的这个动力系统啊，是耶稣基督，他是完整的证明了这是一个可运行的系统。
And he proved that the system works.
他证明了这个系统是可运行的。
And then God gave us the system. It was like a birthday present for the church age.
然后呢，而这个系统呢，是就像神给我们的一个礼物啊，一个生日礼物一样，它是给我们这些属于教会时期的人的一个礼物。
But the question was, well, are we expected to be perfect? Because if Jesus Christ did it, then surely we should be able to use the system and we should be able to do exactly what Jesus did.
但是当耶稣他做成功了，用这个系统成功了，我们是不是就可能因着这个同样的系统都成为一个属神的成功的一个信徒？
Now one thing you have to realize is that we're not perfect even from the time we're born. We're actually born in sin and we're born with a sin nature. And Jesus Christ, because of the miraculous birth by the Holy Spirit, he was not born in Adam, he was not born with a sin nature.
但是我们跟耶稣基督是有一些不一样的，因为我们的出生就是有着罪性。好，我们人的出生是有罪性的，但是耶稣基督的出生是经由一个神迹，好，让他是没有亚当那边的罪性。他圣母玛丽，他的受圣灵而怀孕生子，所以耶稣基督没有亚当的基因。
Yeah. Remember, the sin nature it comes down from one generation to the next through the DNA of the man. It's in the chromosomes in the sperm of the man.
我们要理解哦，就是罪性它是跟着男性的染色体而带在我们的受精卵里面的。
And that comes out in Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这是在罗马书的第五章十二节里面有提到的。
But for us, even having the sin nature is no excuse for sinning, actually.
但即使我们人类呢是有罪性的，但也不是我们可以因着有罪性就认为我们是有资格犯罪。
And we have actually seen from the examples of the angels and from Adam and Eve in the garden, they were created without sin natures and they still sinned.
我们要记得，即使是天使或者是在伊甸园里面的亚当跟夏娃，他们被创造出来的时候可是没有罪性的，但是他们依然犯罪。
But the sin nature actually is not an obstacle. It's not an obstacle for salvation, and it's not an obstacle for the spiritual life. Once you start to mature and overcome your sin nature.
好，我们要理解罪性并不是我们能够属灵生命成熟的一个阻碍。
But we do sin, of course, and some of us, you know, you sin every minute or every hour. Even the mature believers, they sin. It's not unusual.
而但是呢，我们每天我们仍然会犯罪，即使是一个非常成熟的一个基督徒，他也一样是会犯罪的。
But we have 1 John 1:9. So when you do sin, you name your sins to God the Father, and then you come back to the status of being in fellowship with God. It's almost as if you have become like Jesus Christ because you've been cleansed. You're perfect.
但是我们不用担心我们偶尔的犯罪，因为只要一犯罪，我们就要以这个约翰一书一章九节的这个反弹去对天父认罪之后，我们就立刻又可以回复到圣灵充满的状况。那这个状况就跟耶稣基督的完美是一样的。
So remember in 1 John 1:9 it says God forgives you of all your sins and cleanses you from all unrighteousness.
不要忘记约翰一书的一章九节，神说呢，因着对天父的认罪，神就给了我们完美的这个公义。
That gets you into a state of perfection.
它就让我们进入到所谓的完美的状态。
Now you might sin again on the next minute, so now you're as dirty as a pig again, but you were perfect for a very brief amount of time.
而当然我们变成的这个圣灵充满的没多久，也许我们又立刻又犯罪了，我们又像猪一样脏，但是呢，我们总是可以尽可能的延长我们在完美的状态。
But as long as you keep applying doctrine while you're in that status, you know, we talk about the bottom circle there, as long as you keep applying doctrine under the filling of the Holy Spirit, you will not sin.
只要呢，我们能够保持使用上帝的话语来让我们就是等于说实际的实行上帝的话语，然后再保持着圣灵充满的时候，我们就是一个完美的状态。
At some stage, we need to look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 very carefully.
好，我们在加拉太书五章十六节所说的。
Not now, but I'll give a brief intro, but we need to go into the Greek grammar, the Greek of it. But what that verse is actually saying,And the translation is never good, but the verse is saying, if you follow what the Holy Spirit is telling you, you will never sin. That's what the verse is saying.
好，加拉太书五章十六节很清楚地告诉我们，只要我们是跟着圣灵走，我们就不会犯罪。
Yeah. Now the translations are not very good, so the understanding of that concept is not very clear usually.
好，因为那个翻译啊，我们的这个经句的翻译是不是很好，所以要理解它真正的概念，就是跟着圣灵走，你就不会犯罪。
But remember, if you're under the filling of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is reminding you of the decision that you should be making. Like, for example, you have a temptation, maybe for a wife, the husband comes home and he starts complaining about the cooking. Now, there's a temptation for her.So just an example, the husband comes home and he complains about the wife's cooking.
好，这我们天天在生活中都在接受试炼。好，比如一个举例来讲，一个先生下班回家，太太煮的饭，他就开始抱怨。这个先生就抱怨说，这饭菜不好吃。
Now the wife's been to Bible study, so she knows all about love for God and about loving her husband and forgiveness and not getting angry and all of these things that she's been learning about.
那这个太太呢，有很认真的去上圣经课啊，她知道呢，她要保持定睛于神，然后保持对神的爱，然后不要在意她先生的这个抱怨等等。
Now according to verses like John 14:26.If she's in fellowship, which means if she has the filling of the Holy Spirit is reminding her of these things. You know, don't get angry and cast your cares upon Jesus and forgive the man as many times as you have to forgive him.
在约翰福音14章26节呢，里面就有提到，就是说圣灵他会提醒我们该是怎么样做的。所以这个太太呢，她就记得她要常常的原谅她的先生。然后还保持一个喜乐的态度等等的这些金句。
And the Holy Spirit is not forcing her to make a good decision. She still has to use her volition to obey the words that are coming into her, we call stream of consciousness.
So, you know, 但是呢，圣灵是不可能强迫这个太太做任何决定的，所以他只是提醒她，而这位太太还是必须用她的自由意志去做到圣灵教导的事。
And the sin nature is basically saying to get angry, get emotional.
那所谓的我们的罪性呢，则是呢会一直要我们哦生气，然后要情绪化等等的这些状态。
And maybe she's just that afternoon she was watching some feminist program on TV, and the feminist program is telling about all these angry housewives how they got their revenge on their husbands and hit them over the head with a saucepan and felt really good.Feminist man.
但是这个太太有可能她在家里下午呢刚好在看一个女性主义的电视节目，就说啊，你要对你先生这个坚持你自己的立场等等的这些强势的女性主义的态度。
This is the influence from the cosmic system in her living room.
那这个呢就是来自于所谓的属世系统对她的影响。
She has to make a decision.
他是必须要下一个决定的。
Is she going to listen to the Holy Spirit?
他是要听从这个圣灵的教导呢
？And apply doctrine to the situation.
然后把这个上帝的话语这些教义呢 使用在他的生活上吗？
And if she does, she won't sin.
如果他这样做了，他就没有犯罪。
She'll have a relaxed mental attitude.
然后他就会有一个放松的这个心理状态。
And she'll be able to still love her husband.
她还可以继续爱她的先
生。She won't feel bitter or sorry for herself.
她不会觉得自己很苦，那很可怜。
She'll understand her responsibilities as a housewife, as given by God.
她就会懂得所谓神要她做的一个家庭主妇该有的态度。
Or she could ignore the Holy Spirit.
她也可以完全不顾这个圣灵的教导。
Listen to the sin nature and then follow what she's been watching on that TV program in the afternoon.
然后跟随她的罪性，然后呢去学习这个电视节目教她的女性主义该有的态度。
Okay, well, that's the decision she has to make. In Galatians 5:16, she says, if she follows the Holy Spirit, she will not sin.
所以呢，这就是加拉太书五章十六节说的，如果她能够跟随圣灵的教导，她就不会犯罪。
Okay, but you know, usually, unless she's a great believer, she will probably fail the test.
除非她是一个很棒的这个信徒，否则她就是会在这个测试中失败。
Or she might pass the test today, and maybe the same test will happen the next day and the next day, but when it comes to the next week, after a whole week of the same kind of test, maybe she just says, that's enough, and she has no more patience.
那也许呢，这样的测试，她今天呢，通过了，她听从圣灵的教导了。那明天呢？后天呢？一个礼拜如果天天都有这样子的测试的时候，可能到下礼拜他就说啊，算了，我不要按照圣灵的教导，他就还是按照自己的血气、自己的情绪去做选择。
And at the same time, God has put her on the stage. God is saying to maybe even Satan, you know, maybe she is a great believer. She's been going through tests like this for the last year or 2 years. And finally, God said, Lucifer, you have to check this woman out. She's a great witness.
也许 这位太太是一位非常信实的基督徒，她就天天都这样做对的事，就是做圣灵教导的事。但一年后呢，有一天上帝看到，就跟撒旦说，哎，这一位是一个很棒的基督徒，你看看他，他真的做到了基督徒该做的。
And then Lucifer goes off and he's having a meeting with his minions because you know, he hasn't been watching the woman personally, but he has minions assigned to that woman.
那杜西佛呢，他自己本身是没有花精神去注意到这个女生的，但是这个太太的，但是他有一群小鬼，其中有一个是负责要在看着这个
And one of the minions says, well, I've been watching this woman and the family, and I know how you can break this woman.
然后他那个负责这个太太的小鬼就跟路西佛说，我是一直在有注意到这位太太哦，我知道要怎么样让她失败，可以变成成就你所期待的。
He says, bring in the mother-in-law.
把她的婆婆找来。
And so God allows Satan to bring the mother-in-law in, and then she fails the test because now the mother-in-law is involved.
就是那小鬼说这个太太的婆婆就是先生的妈妈是会可以让她测试失败，所以呢路西佛就跟上帝讲说我们要带她的这个婆婆来测试她，然后神就说好，允许你们这样做。
And maybe this time she fails the test.
结果呢这个一发生就是这位太太就失败了。
But the solution is the same. She just needs to name her sins, and then with a little bit more practice, a bit more experience, and maybe next year, maybe after another month or another year, she gets the same test. Maybe next time she'll pass.
那但是呢，她测试失败也有什么关系？她就只要跟神认罪就好了。然后接下来，她在这一次的失败中，她学到了一些东西，所以很可能，也许下个月或者是一年以后，这个婆婆又来测试她，结果她就可以通过。
Yeah.But to answer the original question, the system is perfect, meaning the system that God gave us, it was tested in Jesus Christ. The system is perfect.
所以呢，重点是这整个问题的答案就是，当初用在耶稣基督所设置的这个系统呢，是完美的一个系统。
You have to remember, everything that comes from God is perfect.
你要了解任何来自神的都是完美的。
It's like the institution of marriage. Marriage is a perfect institution.
就像婚姻是一个完美的建造。
The reason so many marriages fail is because there's people involved.
之所以很多的婚姻会失败，是因为人造成的。
You're putting imperfect people into a perfect system. And obviously with sin natures, and then you have the cosmic influences, things like feminism or mother-in-laws, for example, when they get involved, that's when problems start. But again, the system is perfect.
所以这个系统是完美的，但是当有一些人，或者是人的罪性，或者是这个属世系统价值观的影响，比如说造成这个太太她的个人的这个脾气，或者是她的婆婆的加入等等，就可能让这位太太失败。
Yeah, but again, you know, God gives us a perfect solution when we fail. If you fall down, I mean, when you sin, again, you just name your sins, and then you're back into this perfect system again.
但是神给了我们这么好的一个可以反弹的一个方式，只要我们一犯罪，就要对神认罪，我们又可以回到这个比赛的竞技场。
And the Bible is very clear, no matter how many times you sin in a day,God is always faithful and just. That's what it says in 1 John 1:9. He's faithful and just. So even if you do the same sin again and again and again, God will never get tired of you naming that sin.
所以在约翰一书的一章九节里面讲的就是神永远都是信实而且公正的。所以只要我们一天不论是犯多少次罪，每一次我们都可以向神认罪而得到一个圣洁。
Now, after a while, he will start to punish you because you might be thinking, well, I can take advantage of this. So the punishment will increase, but he will still forgive you of your sins and you'll still be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不要以为能够反弹就可以得到这个罪的洗刷，因为这个一次一次的犯罪呢，我们会得到的所谓的管教也会越来越严格，所以更多的处罚会跟着而来。
Now, I want to get back to the study again.
好，回到刚才的课程。
Okay, just to run us back in now, we're talking about the priorities that you need to be focused on to get to the goal.
所以我们要理解，为了我们要达到我们生命的目标，我们必须要在一个正确的优先次序中来生活。
And just to give you an example of one aspect of the goal, we talk about developing occupation with the Lord Jesus Christ.
其中的一个很重要的一个优先次序就是我们要增长我们对耶稣基督在我们脑海中的这个占有的地位。
Yeah, now you should be fairly familiar with the 10 problem solving devices, and that occupation with Christ, that's the number 10.
而所谓的这个被基督所占据我们的思维的这个这一件事呢，刚好是我们之前讲到的解决问题的十个方法的第十个。
We can look at these examples of believers, great believers that had their focus. They were occupied with Christ, they had their eyes on Jesus Christ. Just on this page here, we've got some verses, and we're just going through it very quickly.
荧幕上的这些金句呢，都是有关我们讲的是要如何的增长我们神在我们脑海中的地位。
And it's verses like this where we get this concept about being occupied with Christ, or, and sometimes it says like, have your eyes on Jesus Christ.
这些都是耶稣基督占据我们脑海的分量，或者是说定睛于耶稣基督有关的金句。
Now just read through this quickly, because again, I'd like to finish off to most of the way through the slideshow today.
好，我们很快的走过。
Okay, but in the example of Abraham, we had John 8:56.
有关约翰福音八章五十六节是在谈到亚伯拉罕。
The writer of Hebrews talks about Moses being occupied with Jesus Christ.
希伯来书十一章二十七节谈的是摩西如何定睛于神。
Okay, so I didn't say that in English, but that's Hebrews 11:27. And then you have David. Now he talks about this a lot in the Psalms, about his focus on the Lord.
那大卫呢，在诗篇二十五章十五节还有十141篇第八节里面也都讲他如何的定睛于神。
Okay, and the verses there, Psalms 25:15 and 141:8. And then you have Paul in Philippians 3:8-12. He gives us a small dissertation, like explanation about how believers need to keep their eyes on Jesus Christ.
保罗在腓立比书的三章八至十二节特别提到对于一个基督徒一个信徒他解释要怎么样的定睛于神。
Okay, and at the same time he's talking about himself, so we understand that Paul became a great believer because of this attitude.
所以呢这其实是在表达保罗他自己在说明他如何成为一个 比较信实的基督徒的方法。
Okay, and then as general principles, we have Hebrews 12:2, 2 Corinthians 4:18, Philippians 2:5, and Philippians 3:20.
上面的几条呢，都是对他们个人而言的一个经验的一个说明。那如果是对全面性的基督徒来讲的话，那希伯来书的12章2节，还有哥林多后书的4章18节，腓立比书的2章5节、3章20节呢，都是对我们基督徒们所说的。
Okay, now you can read through those in your homework, and then maybe at some stage next week or the following week, we'll come back to these verses again.
好，我们可以把这些经句当作我们的家庭作业，然后下一次上课的时候，我们有机会再来把它复习一下。
Okay, and there's another principle here that as you grow spiritually, you not only have a stronger relationship with God, see that's the double column advance, but you change from dependence on people to dependence on the Lord.
好，所以呢，当我们呢属灵更大的属灵的成长，我们不只会有更好的关系跟神的关系，同时呢，我们也会学习不再仰赖或者是依赖其他的人。而我们会更依赖神。
So even as a new Christian, you're dependent on other people, other Christians to tell you what to do. You might have a problem, you say, well, what do I do now? What do I do here? And you're telling all your problems to everybody and trying to find solutions.
因为对于我们基督徒常常还是会有一个状态，就是常常去问别人该怎么办，我应该怎么解决问题，然后我们就不断地去告诉别人自己的问题。
And that's not good because actually that encourages gossiping as well.
这其实是一个很不好的习惯，因为这样子的习惯，你不但可能拿不到解决的方法，同时会造成很多的谗言。
Telling all your private problems to other people, you might have problems in marriage or at work, something like that, and now you're telling other people about it. That's not the spiritual life.
去把自己个人的生活、生命、工作的问题去跟人家讲呢？这不并不是属灵生命应该有的态度。
Yeah, and if you're asking other people, they don't really know your problem, so they really can't give proper advice. They're only giving advice on what you're telling them.
你去把你的问题告诉别人的时候，其实对方并没有办法真正看到你的问题的全貌。他只能够听到你这边的单面之词，所以他只能对你所讲的那单方面的问题去给予一个建议。
And the other thing, even if they had all the details and they knew exactly what you had to do and they gave you the answer, well, you're using their spiritual life to solve your problem. So really, you're not producing the fruit, they are.
那就算这一个朋友呢，他对你的所有的状况都很清楚了，然后他给了你一个建议，那结果呢，我们呢是变成是用了别人的属灵的生命的成果来解决自己的问题，所以是对方这个给建议的人，他有了属灵的果子，
yeah,
我们自己却没有结出属灵的果子。
Yeah. I don't think you could even classify as spiritual fruit because it's not coming from your soul. They're just giving advice, but you need to know how to think for yourself because you're the one that should be glorifying God.
Tim 的意思是说，对方可能也不能称之为有属灵的果子啦，因为所有的属灵果子必须在你解决问题的过程中，你有个对的态度，是你才会有这整件事才会有属灵的果子的结出。
Yeah, you might want to call it maybe it's processed fruit or something like that. Anyway, okay, but yeah, the spiritual life is as an individual, it's between you and the Lord. How is your relationship with the Lord?
所以属灵生命真正的关系是我们个人与神的一个关系。
And other people come to rely on other people. We talk about people relying on governments, for example, for their help when they should be relying on God.
然后另外一个所谓的依靠别人，还包含了很多人是想要依靠政府，你想要得到政府的更多的协助。
And Jeremiah 17:5 says, if you're putting your trust in man,For your help, you're going to be cursed. If you're putting your trust in man for your help, you're cursed.
耶利米书里面提到，如果你要依赖别人的帮助，你会被诅咒。
And in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says that we walk by faith and not by sight. by sight. So not by the things you see. See, a lot of people, they're depending. They're depending on what they see and what they're reading from in the world, for example. They're not using faith from the Word of God.
所以哥林多后书五章七节说，要依靠依着信心，不要依着你所见。
Okay, but we'll come back. We'll have a look at those principles later as well.
我们等一下再回来这些属灵的原则。
I'll skip over these things here. I want to get to this concept of what's called the theater. This comes out in 1 Corinthians 4:9. Okay, we're going to have to talk about 1 Corinthians 4:9. It talks about you being put on a stage as a witness. It's a very important concept.
好，哥林多前书的四章九节有一个非常重要的一个原则。
Okay, and this is what I want to work down to eventually. So I'll just give you a very brief overview and then basically have to close up for the day.
好，我们只能很快的讲这些原则。
Oh, actually we're running, is it, how much time we got, roughly? 10 minutes? Oh, 7 minutes, okay. So we'll just do this very quickly. In 1 Corinthians 4:9, I'll read the verse here. It says, I think that God has set us forth as the apostles, as it were appointed to men, to death, for we have become a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men.
我想神把我们使徒展示在最后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。
Now, this is on the stage. Now, there's a really important word in here, and the word here is theatron. You can see it in the Greek. Okay, I don't know how they'd translate in the Chinese. I should have checked. But the word is that, you know, we are being put here as a show towards the angels. So really, that's the important aspect here, to the world and to the angels.
好，其实这个整个概念就是说，我们的人生就好像是一场戏。那看的观看者呢，是整个世界跟天使。
Now, when Paul says we, you know, we have been put as a spectacle, he's talking about the great believers, the mature believers. He's not talking about every Christian. He's talking about those that are now in the last stages of being a mature Christian.
好，所以这边保罗在讲到的我们呢，他讲到的这个我们其实是指那些成熟的基督徒，已经非常有资格的基督徒才会被变成是一台戏。
And Paul uses the word theatron as a spectacle. And in the old days, you had these big stadiums, of course.
在古时候呢，这些各种剧院形式啊，你们看到这眼前这些形式啊，是保罗他引用这个概念。
You just saw the word, well, it came out in the verse. That was 1 Corinthians 4:9. You have the word theatron. And this is a theta that becomes T-H-E-A. See, you've got the first letter's
point,
here's an R, this is a row.
And
if you put an E on end, it becomes the word theatre. So we have this word in English.
So theatrum is theatre,
it's same. That's right. That's the same root word. Sorry about that.
But is it the same word or not?
The meaning, well, actually, in the word theatrum means spectacle, it means a display. But in English we have the word theatre, which is people on display. It's really the same meaning.
Okay.就是 theatron 是那个希腊文直接翻过来，它是一场戏的意思。那跟我们讲的 theater 就是剧场，其实是同一个字源字根。
And so Paul is saying we've been put on a stage as witnesses.
所以保罗的意思就是说，我们被摆在一个戏台上成为一场戏，也等于是我们成为了这个见证人。
This theater here is an old theater in Ephesus.
好，现在看到的这一张呢，是这个古希腊的这个户外剧场，圆形剧场。
When I was in my early 20s, I actually went here. I was working in a hotel very close to this place, and I went to visit here.
Where?
Ephesus.
Is a place?
It's a place in the west of Turkey.
哦，这个地方 Tim 有去住过一阵子，是在土耳其旁边。
It's a shame actually, because I was just a young person. I was working my way around, and I never really appreciated the significance of this place. It was really quite beautiful.
但是他在当时没有去注意到这个剧场是那么的美丽。
Okay, but we got an idea of how people in the old days lived, and they would have concerts. Even now, they have concerts at these kind of places, musical concerts.
像这样子的剧场哈，在现在，在这个土耳其附近，都还有人会在这边办一些音乐会啊什么的，是一个很漂亮的剧场。
Yeah, like, so here's a concert that they have here.
这是当有这个办音乐会的时候。
And in the old days, they used to have gladiator fights.
那在古时候，他们建造这样子这个圆形剧场，其实是为了这个。就是搏斗用的竞技场。
Okay, it was a great spectacle for everybody to watch.
所以这是一个很大的秀啊，对于所有看的人来讲。
Okay, anyway, so we'll have to talk about this later.
我们之后再讲，以后再来讲这件事。
Okay, we're running out of Zoom time, so we're going to have to close off the meeting.
好，我们今天必须要课程在这边做一个结束。好，我们现在低头祷告。
Okay. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us.
感谢天父把时间给我们可以研读你的话语。
We pray that with the things that we've been studying, that we can develop a higher level of thinking.
我们感谢让我们能够好好的研读话语，然后能够建造我们更高层次的思维方式。
Knowing that you've given to us a supernatural life.
因为我们知道你是给我们一个超自然的一个生命。
And supernatural resources in order that we can be effective witnesses.
也给我们超自然的一些能力，让我们可以有一些更好的资源。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢主给我们所有的这些事情。
Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣之名。Amen.